Well, what was your experience like? I know next to nothing about Zambia. What is that country like?
Zambia is a landlocked country in southern Africa, so it borders Mozambique, the DRC, and Zimbabwe. It was formerly known as Northern Rhodesia before their independence. So, and they are home to the beautiful Victoria Falls, which in the local language is called Mosi-Oatunya. So it's a natural wonder of the world. And yeah, it's a really incredible country. They have about 72 different ethnic groups and tribes. So their official language is English, but depending on which province you live in, you'll know up to like most people know at least three or four different languages there. So it's pretty cool.
Were you able to learn and understand the languages that you needed?
Yeah, so during my training, so when you get there, you kind of get put into like your training group and they assign your province to you. So I was put in Southern Province, which is actually where Victoria Falls is, which is awesome. And in Southern Province, the biggest tribe is the Batonga people, and their language is called Chitonga. And that's what I studied during my training and what I spoke most of the day, like day-to-day things when I was doing stuff around my village.
I understand you were teaching middle schoolers.
Their school system, it's divided a little bit differently than ours. But yeah, under their school, it's called the primary school, and it goes from basically preschool up to grade 9. And I was teaching English to 5th, 6th, and 8th grade. The 7th and 9th graders have this really rigorous national test they have to take, and Peace Corps doesn't really want us to mess with those test results. So just those other 3 grades.
What was that like teaching?
You know, they were great. I mean, each grade kind of comes with its own challenges. Like the 5th graders is like that's their first year that they start learning English. So it's kind of like a clean slate. A lot of them have like some phrases, and maybe if they've like come from a different school, maybe they've already had a little bit of English. So but really, like with the 5th graders, it's like you're starting like square one with them. The 6th graders, you know, they're like they've got a little bit of skills behind them, but again, like the experiences really vary. Once you get to the 8th graders, their English is pretty good once you get to 8th grade, so you get to do a lot of really fun activities with them. But it does get difficult. Like the schools do have a lot of students, so most of my classes averaged about 55 kids.
Did you say 55?
Yeah, all alone. Sometimes you can do like fun, like co-teaching things with your counterparts, but most of the time, yeah, it was just me and the kids. But I always had a good time.
What is life like in Zambia? The food, the culture, the people?
So again, like I said, the first 3 months you're in training. And so we were in Central Province, which is really close to Lusaka, which is the capital of Zambia. And so while we were there, we lived with a host family and they kind of taught us how to just do stuff. So they taught us how to, like, we were fetching water, you know, washing clothes by hand, some like basic cooking things. So the kind of staple food there is called shima, and it's made out of cornmeal. And so you kind of eat that, and then all of the other foods that you eat the shima with, they're all called relishes. So like for me, my favorite relish is like the village chicken. They cook it with like tomato and onions, and then there's one that's made out of dried pumpkin leaves and peanuts, and that's really, really good. It's called ikisashi. And yeah, and then so we finished our training and we got placed in our villages. So like I said, I was in Southern Province, and my village was called Chilundika, and I lived with the headman of the village. So it's like kind of more like a representative position more than like a mayor. And yeah, I lived really close to my school. I was in the bush, so having to like bike out to go get groceries, like not really any transportation. Yeah, where I'm living, I think because people were asking me like, oh, do you see like what kind of wildlife are you seeing there? I was really lucky. I did not see any snakes the whole time I was living there, which was something I was terrified of. And lots of big spiders though, so had to get over my fear of that pretty quickly.
So you were pulled out before the end of your time, right?
Yes. So it had been kind of a crazy time leading up to that, because there sometimes whenever maybe if there's like a little bit of civil unrest happening in one place, it's really easy for like a mob mentality to happen. And so prior to all the COVID stuff happening, we had actually been on what Peace Corps calls standfast. So we were kind of locked down in our villages for a couple weeks because of just some like separate civil unrest that had been happening around the country. So we were kind of looking forward to it was dying down. We were like, oh, we're going to get out again. Well, like school term is ending soon. We're going to go on vacation. And then we woke up last Monday morning and we had the email from the Peace Corps director saying that, yeah, all countries are being evacuated. And yeah, it was definitely a really big shock. We were not prepared for it.
Did it color your experience the way your time ended there?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, the way, and you could ask any volunteer that's been evacuated, it's, you know, never a way that they want their service to end. Especially with me, like I had about 7 more months and, you know, you kind of have all these plans in your head of what the remainder of your service is going to look like and how you're going to be saying your goodbyes to your friends and your coworkers and your family there. And, when you're evacuated, all that's just really taken away from you. And it's been hard. So, but you know, I know all of us, we'd go back in a heartbeat, like the second, if they let us, but it has not, ruined the experience for me, I guess you could say, but it has, you know, it's been very sad for me for sure.
Did you have a project during your time in Peace Corps?
Yeah, so my primary project was as a RED volunteer. So Peace Corps loves acronyms. So for me, I was a rural education development volunteer. So mainly it's doing like English literacy and then like HIV AIDS work. So we're doing girls clubs and, you know, talking about healthy relationships and like, you know, safe sex and all of that. And then any secondary projects I was doing. So I was working with some other volunteers on fish farming and doing beekeeping. We did like a library project at my school. So some people might remember when I was asking for books. So we've got a teacher trained to be a librarian, and we were actually getting in the process of all that getting set up when I had to leave. So I'm still in touch with all my teachers there. So I'm kind of monitoring it from afar, making sure it gets done.